Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss quarterback Neil Lomax and the great rushing of Jim Brown, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories and birthdays coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of Pigskin Dispatch, your portal to positive football history, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, the place where we're going to talk about day-by-day football history. And February 17th is our day du jour, and we're serving up some great Hall of Fame birthdays for today. Not a lot in the news business and the headline business for the game of football, but we do have some great Hall of Fame birthdays, and we're going to tell a little bit about each of these folks. So February 17th, 1905 is our first birthday of a Hall of Famer. Andy Oberlander, the fine Dartmouth halfback and tackle, celebrated his birth on that day. And most of his close friends called the dashing youngster Swede because of his blonde hair. And Andy played tackle for Dartmouth in 1923, halfback the next 2 years, and was an All-American in 1925 per the Football Foundation's bio on a great player. In 1925, it was a special season for Swede as he passed for 14 touchdowns and ran for 12. In a 62-13 victory over rival Cornell University, Swede especially showed off what he could do because in that game, Oberlander had 477 yards of total offense. Andy ran 19 times for 160 yards and connected on 11 of 14 passes for an additional 317 yards through the air and six touchdowns. Six. That's a big number. And not to be overlooked, he also booted a 55-yard punt in a contest. Andy Oberlander was honored with induction in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1954 after the National Football Foundation voters tallied up their votes. Then we go to February 17th, 1920. Huntington, West Virginia. The explosive halfback from Marshall University, Jackie Hunt, arrived in his life. According to the NFF's website, Hunt lettered in football as a freshman and then got even better from there. Jackie thrived in 1940 when his team switched to the single-wing offense. He scored 21 touchdowns in the season's final five games. Think about that math for a second. That's over four touchdowns a game. Average. His 27 scores for the year set an NCAA record that would last for 31 seasons. Jackie made the first back-to-back Little All-America teams, and Jackie Hunt received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004. Then we come to the big one, February 17th, 1936, in our feature article Hall of Fame birthday, St. Simons, Georgia, the all-time great running back Jim Brown was born. And when you talk about a player that rewrote the record books, Jim Brown's name had to be at the top of the list. The footballfoundation.org website shares that Brown in 1956 had a season where his rushing yards per game read something like 197 yards, then a 162-yard game, 155, 154, and then he had a bad game with 151. Unbelievable. He ended up with 986 yards for the season, ranking him third in the nation and giving him the nod for unanimous All-American status. But that wasn't it. The first down Browns scoring, though, also he kicked for Syracuse. This is made evident at Colgate game in 1956 when Jim scored six touchdowns and kicked seven extra points. Now, we never really think about him. You know, we know he's a great runner from his NFL days, but we never really think about him kicking the ball, but that's pretty impressive to have seven extra points that were good. That was a total of 43 points in that game, of a 61-7 victory for Syracuse. Now, Jim Brown easily went on the ballot to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1995, and Cleveland Browns wasted no time at all to make Jim their first-round pick in 1957 as NFL draft per the Pro Football Hall of Fame website. Now, Brown played all 9 years of his career as a pro in Cleveland, amassing 12,312 yards rushing and 15,459 total accumulated yards. The powerful back scored 756 points in those 9 years in the NFL and played in a Pro Bowl in every season in the league, including being selected as the 1957 Rookie of the Year. Jim was the NFL's most valuable player in three different seasons. So that's one-third of his pro career, he was the NFL most valuable player. The Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1971 ceremonies enshrined Jim Brown in their Canton Museum of Legends. And let me correct that. I said the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1995. It was the College Football Hall of Fame in 1995. It makes a little bit more sense because he went in 71 into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Then our final birthday today took place on February 17th, 1959, Portland, Oregon. Neil Lomax, the great quarterback from Portland State, was born. Neil threw for 106 touchdowns and 13,220 yards at Portland State in the seasons of 1977 through 1980 as he left school with those as collegiate records per the National Football Foundation. The 1980 game against Delaware State, Lomax threw 7 touchdown passes in the first quarter on the way to a 105-0 victory. The 1980 Portland State team won the national championship in scoring with 541 points in 11 games as Neil tossed for 4,094 yards in just 11 games. The National Football Foundation selected Neil Lomax for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1996. And I believe Lomax went on to play with the St. Louis Cardinals, or they could have been, I think they were St. Louis Cardinals there at that time. So just a great quarterback in college, very impressive at Portland State for what he did. And then how about Jim Brown's numbers? Wow, that's, I mean, you know he's good, but then you look at those numbers, they're still astounding looking at it, even when you know he is that good of a ball player. So just some tremendous players that we get to talk about today on their birthdays of February 17th, and we wish them well. Hopefully they have a great birthday, those that are still with us, and hope that you will be back tomorrow to join us for some more great football history. We have some really good, nice things planned here in the next coming weeks to share with you. We have some great guests coming on. Also, over on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, we have some great guests over there, too, and some great podcasts that we're bringing you three to four times a week. We're trying to bring podcasts out to you there. Pigskin Dispatch, we're going every single day. And there's articles on both sites, Jersey Dispatch and Pigskin Dispatch, every single day. And don't forget Orville Mulligan, Number 80 Productions. Yeah, we've teamed up with Oz Davis from the Truly the Goat series to form that Number 80 Productions. And Orville Mulligan, sports writer. If you like sports history, you're going to love Orville Mulligan, sports writer. It takes you right back in the season of 1924, talking some football. We're talking some baseball, some boxing, some wrestling, and, you know, gangsters and things like that. You're going to love this. We have some great actors, very talented, and Oz Davis really mixed up a mean screenplay with sound effects and everything. You're going to love it, and I think you'll be hooked. Orville Mulligan, sports writer. Look for it at your favorite podcast provider, thesportshistorynetwork.com or orvillemulligan.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.